Angie has made it easier than ever to connect with skilled professionals to get all your jobs projects done well.
I absolutely love this because, you know, if you own a home, it can be really hard to maintain. It's hard to find people that can help you for a big project or a small. Well, whether it's in everyday maintenance and repairs or making dream projects a reality, it can be hard just to know where to start. But now all you need to do is Angie that. And find a skilled local pro who will deliver the quality and expertise you need. Angie has over 20 years of home service experience, and they've combined it with new tools to simplify the whole process. Bring them your project online or with the Angie app, answer a few questions, and Angie can handle the rest from start to finish. Or help you compare quotes from multiple pros and connect instantly, which means you can take care of just about any home project in just a few taps, because when it comes to getting the most out of your home, you can do this when you Angie that. Download the free Angie mobile app today or visit Angie.com. That's Angie.com.
You can host the best backyard barbecue when you find a professional on Angie to make your backyard the best around. Connect with skilled professionals to get all your home projects done well. Inside to outside, repairs to renovations. Get started on the Angie app or visit Angie.com today. You can do this when you Angie that.
Angie's List is now Angie, and we've heard a lot of theories about why.
I thought it was an eco move. Fewer words, less paper.
No, it was so you could say it faster.
No, it's to be more iconic.
Must be a tech thing.
But those aren't quite right. It's because now you can compare upfront prices, book a service instantly, and even get your project handled from start to finish.
Sounds easy.
It is, and it makes us so much more than just a list. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I. Or download the app today.
Everyone, as you can see, it's only me and our amazing producer. This is Travis. He said he wanted to be introduced as Trav Daddy.
Trav Daddy.
Trav Daddy on the mic, you guys.
That's what people know me as. I don't know why,
Wait. Yeah,
no, people know me as Trav Daddy.
When? Who calls you Trav Daddy?
Strangely, like, different friend groups who aren't connected at all.
Okay.
Call me Trav Daddy. I'm like, how did that pop in your head?
There's yeah, no where did that come from?
There's no explanation.
It just came, like, they just...
I guess I exude daddy. I don't know. You tell me.
As in, like, a swaggy way? Because I'm in my head, I'm thinking, like, that's Trav Daddy. Like, is that just, like, who you are outside of, like, us?
To be clear, I'm not a dad.
Yes, you're not a dad.
I'm not a dad.
Is it like trailer? It's like slang. Isn't like.
I didn't want to look too hard into it.
No, okay.
I just yeah. That's I embrace it.
Interesting. I have never heard you say that, but I love Trav Daddy. The girls are gonna die.
Where are the girls today?
I believe Kyle is on a trip, taking time to herself,
nice.
And then Cheyenne is working. I believe she just She had her birthday trip, mm-hmm. which looked amazing, so I can't wait to hear about that. And then I think right after that, she had to go into work, so I am taking over today.
Solo.
I'm solo today, and I'm loving it. I get to be with Trav Daddy, so here we are.
So I think we should do a spooky episode, because it's Halloween.
Okay.
This will come out on Halloween or the day before.
Yes, it will.
But before we get to that, we have something important to talk about.
What are we going to talk about? I'm nervous now.
No, it was your birthday, and we haven't heard from you since your birthday.
Oh, yeah, because I wasn't here last episode, and Kyle took over with the whole fam. My birthday was good. I feel like I had, like, a buildup of, like, not expecting much for my birthday. I turned 34. And first I really wanted, and I still might do this, I wanted to go, like, on, like, a solo trip by myself
right,
to Joshua
Tree. Right, I
remember
you saying that, yeah.
and like do like sound bath and all these things, but I didn't do that. Okay. Because I think I had the day after my birthday,
which was the 18th.
The 18th. Yeah. My birthday was the 18th. The day after I had my procedure done. So it kind of put a damper on my, like, my vibes of everything, but it was still good. I went to work. Everybody at work, like, bought me my favorite tart. Like, I don't like cake, so I like tarts. So I got a big tart. Everybody who walked in to work was just, like, giving me hugs and, like, happy birthday and just so happy. So work made it really nice.
Really special. You're special to them. Super, super.
Yeah. They're like my family. So it's super special. And then I just went to lunch with one of my other girlfriends and called it a day.
That's a good day.
It was a good day. It was super chill. And I wasn't really expecting. I was really emotional on my birthday.
Why?
I don't know. Because when I walked in to drop off Parker for my parents to take him to school, they sang happy birthday, had a balloon and flowers for me, and I started crying, and my parents were like, are you okay?
What kind of cry was it? Was it like, I feel so loved?
Yes. Or is this like, it was like a loved, overwhelmed, like I wasn't expecting. Yeah, I wasn't expecting like anything. So it's when you don't expect things, I feel like it's even more special.
That sounds better than going to Joshua Tree.
Yeah, I think I'm still gonna do it though. I want that solo trip experience.
But yeah, feeling loved on your birthday is a big deal. I texted you.
Yes, you did. Yeah. It was special. It was special. See,
you had
like
so
those
many texts come in. Yeah.
Yeah. So like when you get those texts that you don't expect, like yours are like, yay. It's just special. Are you a birthday person when it comes on your birthday?
No. Well, so I used to be, and I don't know exactly what changed. I just feel like maybe because I don't party really anymore. Yeah. Birthdays aren't like, I'm not going to get a bunch of friends, like especially random friend groups together.
Yes.
So like,
and then putting them together and being awkward.
Yeah. Or like, you know, they have kids and they feel obligated and like, it's just a little harder.
Yes.
I don't really celebrate my birthday like that anymore. I just, yeah, keep it low key.
Well, how old are you?
I just turned 38.
Oh, I didn't realize. Interesting. I'm learning new things, you guys.
Yeah.
38. Okay. So, yeah, I feel like the older we get, I feel like I just don't expect, like, or try to put, like you said, friend groups and things together.
Yeah.
So stressful.
Yeah. Maybe in, like, a milestone birthday, like 40 or something.
Then you'll throw a party.
Yeah.
Yeah. 34, I didn't feel like was necessary.
How does Parker feel about your birthday? Does he get excited?
This year, he just kept throwing in my face that I'm being 34, but like, not that I don't care. Like, I don't see 34 as old.
No,
I don't think he was that excited. I don't think he was super excited, but he just kept, how do you feel, Mom? Like, da 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 da. He wasn't super excited.
Did he do anything for you?
No, not really. I wish he would have thought something on his own, but my parents had him run into the office and like sign his name real fast and give me the flowers, which was really cute. I think that's cute. I love that my parents make sure that, you know, he gives me a card from him and like does little things for me. So
that's cute.
It was cute.
Yeah.
It was very cute. I can't wait till he gets the age that he really, like, I want to go buy my mom this.
Do you feel like there are a lot of birthdays in September and October?
Yes.
Okay, I have a theory about why.
Why?
Well, my theory is pretty obvious in that what comes 9 full months prior to September and October is New Year's and Christmas.
Oh,
and people are getting down and
cozy.
Dirty. People are getting cozy.
People are really, that's baby making season.
That's baby making season. You were conceived.
And then I'm conceived
drunkenly on New Year's Eve.
You were a drunken baby.
You were a drunken New Year's baby.
I was a surprise. I don't think I was planned.
Yeah.
So maybe I was a drunken baby.
Would you ask
your
parents
that? And that's interesting. I am going to ask them because my brother.
I would never ask my parents that.
Maybe. Interesting. And that means Cheyenne was too because she was.
Oh, yeah.
She's a day after my birthday.
Papa Kyle and Mama Sunshine were fucking.
I can. I'm dead.
Yeah.
That's interesting.
That's my theory. Because I do feel like
so many October birthdays, like back to back to back to back.
But I wonder if we think that because we are born, like I'm born in September, you're born in October.
October, yeah.
If we're just like, we're aware of people's birthdays.
Birthdays because, around that time.
Yeah. I don't know. Maybe. I think there's extra birthdays during that time.
I do too. I felt there were so many. I'm like, I didn't know so many people were born in October and in September. Mm-hmm. Kyle was born in September too.
That's right.
We are made during cozy season.
We're all made during cozy season. What else are you going to do when it's cold outside?
Cold outside. It's New Year's. No, yeah. Everyone wants to stay inside. Interesting. I didn't think about that.
Okay. Well, I'm glad I could put that in your head.
The Angie's List you know and trust is now Angie, and we're so much more than just a list. We still connect you with top local pros and show you ratings and reviews, but now we also let you compare upfront prices on hundreds of projects and book a service instantly. We can even handle the rest of your project from start to finish. So remember, Angie's List is now Angie, and we're here to get your job done right. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I, or download the app today.
You can host the best backyard barbecue when you find a professional on Angie to make your backyard the best around. Connect with skilled professionals to get all your home projects done well. Inside to outside, repairs to renovations. Get started on the Angie app or visit Angie.com today. You can do this when you Angie that.
Okay, it's spooky season.
Okay. I don't like spooky season, by the way.
Tell me, how do you feel about Halloween?
I don't mind it. I would say I'm a scary cat.
Really?
But I was so down. Do you like Not Scary Farm
Love.
And like Universal Studios
Love.
Horror Nights? Have you gone this year?
Not this year.
See, I am not the biggest fan.
Mm-hmm. I mean,
I'm
I understand
a scary
that.
Cat. Like, I don't like people jumping at me. I don't like all the gore and all that.
It makes more sense not to like being terrified than it does to enjoy that as masochists like me.
Do you love that?
It's entertaining. I think there's something fun about getting the adrenaline spiked a little bit, too.
I was talking to a model yesterday, and she was going to Horror Nights, and she was like, she doesn't like roller coasters, but like the way she gets her adrenaline pumping is like going to Horror Nights. And like, she's like, I get so like excited with when people are scaring me.
Yeah. And not to make it too lofty, but it's also sort of an art form in itself. It feels like you're living in a movie. You get to see costumes and you're like, they did that. They were in character. Like, you are on a movie set, it feels, for a bit. And it's a nice escape from reality.
Maybe if I go into Horror Nights like that, maybe I'll see it differently and like laugh it off. Do you laugh it off, or do you like to just be in that moment?
Well, laugh it off. I mean, I have like a nervous laugh reaction after I get spooked. Yeah.
You guys are doing your job.
Yeah, I think it's really cool.
I wonder, do you guys, viewers, people, listeners, do you guys like Horror Nights? I'm really curious what other people think.
Where do you rank Halloween in your favorite holidays? Is it in the top five?
I don't think so.
Okay, rank your top five.
I think my top five holiday, I think just like, I don't think I have a top five.
If you say Christmas, basic as fuck.
I think I'm a basic. I think I like Thanksgiving first.
Okay.
I'm the basic holiday.
That's okay. So Thanksgiving one.
Christmas, and I think those are my only two.
Oh, you only got a top two.
I don't have a top. I don't really. What are some?
How do you feel about Valentine's Day?
I don't. And I was about to say. I mean, if I had a partner, like, I do have a partner, so maybe...
Maybe this year.
This year.
It'll earn a three spot.
Maybe you'll put fire into it.
Yeah.
But the last couple of years with Valentine's Day, I'm like, okay, where's my girls
at? That's a tricky one.
It is a tricky one. And then I was thinking New Year's, but then that's another tricky one because it's either now that I'm older, I don't party as much. So it's like.
Mm. Yeah, same.
But I'm down to, I like Christmas and Thanksgiving. I like to eat and family.
Halloween is my favorite holiday.
Yeah.
Yeah. And I hate to say it, but Thanksgiving is not only my least favorite holiday, it's my least favorite day of the year.
Really? Why is that?
I don't like anything about it.
Okay.
It's, I mean, I don't see my family on Thanksgiving because they don't live close. And so I feel like it's typically a hodgepodge group of friends. And we sit around. I'm not a big sit around guy necessarily.
Okay.
And I love the food, but I feel like by the time we get to eating, I'm hangry.
You're like, why? I get what you're saying because I feel like the food always takes so fucking long. And then you're like, where's my food? They tell you to get there hella early. Mm. And you're just sitting there and waiting and waiting.
And football, like, I'm not a huge football guy. So there, you know, it's on. That's, it's like all... what you're expected to watch football. And I'm like,
like, I watch get me
for
here.
A quarter. And yeah. And I, yeah, it's just, it's
interesting. You're making me gonna change. Maybe it's just Christmas.
Okay.
And I also like it because it's my brother's birthday, so I think it's even more exciting.
Okay.
Like, I always want to celebrate my brother. I think it might be his least favorite holiday.
Christmas.
Christmas is his birthday.
Yeah.
And I think he's always like, just, he's like, it's like, stop putting pressure on me and like making it, you know?
Well, it's sacrilegious, taking away from Jesus' day.
I guess that too. But I mean, like, and then both those holidays, I feel like people are going to say, like, well, this is what it represents, da da da. But I just like the gathering of those holidays. I love.
Yeah.
But I
and
see
family,
your
side. You're tight with your family.
I'm tight with my family, and we always get together. And then, like, just seeing, and especially like having kids, you don't have kids yet.
Mm-hmm.
So I don't know. It makes it a little bit more special.
Yeah, I imagine.
Around those times, like, seeing my niece.
That's a good point.
And, like, having it special for Parker. I feel like those different holidays, like, even, like, I mean, the random holidays, like St. Patrick's Day and all those other things, like, having kids makes holidays so much more different. I just try to keep that, like, spark and, like, the magic about every time.
So does Parker like Halloween? Is he going to get dressed up and trick-or-treat?
Interestingly enough, I don't think Parker likes spooky season.
Oh, okay.
I think he's not a fan. Because
he's not talking about what he wants to be.
Well, he is. We figured it out. First, he wanted to be Dracula. And then we went to the Halloween store. And he was freaked out to go in the Halloween store. So he was like, Mom, can we like leave if I don't feel comfortable? And I'm like, sure. But he got over that fear. And he is going to be Naruto. A character from Naruto.
Okay, I don't know what that is.
It's like anime for not for kids, but it's like it's anime. So
yeah.
Parker's into anime, and so he's gonna be Kitashi Samurai something.
Okay.
Don't if I butchered that, y'all don't come for me. But yeah, he's gonna be like a ninja.
Are you participating in dressing
up? No, I'm not. And then he's being that for school, and then he's going to trick-or-treat with his buddy. And so they got, like, these, like, light-up masks and, like, hands. And then they're just going to wear black.
Fun.
Yeah. So I think...
See, that's fun.
I think that part is fun for him. But he doesn't like, the skeletons and stuff. I've been trying to, like, let's watch, like, Halloween movies.
Hocus
and, like,
Pocus, let's, yes. Something like that.
Although, like, I'm down to watch those, like, our Halloween Town. Like, all, like, the oldies of Disney.
Uh-huh.
And he's just not,
really
not down.
It. Okay.
We watched Casper, which was...
Oh, Casper.
Like the old school Casper.
Yeah, Christina Ricci.
Yes, yeah. I love that. I love those kind of things.
Yeah.
I'm down to watch like Goosebumps and stuff. I've been trying to get him into like the rhythm and he's like, I'm good.
It's not for him.
It's not for him.
That's okay.
Maybe he'll... I don't know what spooked him, but he's really not into it. I'm like, look at that house. He's like, girl,
not into
bye.
It. Oh, my gosh. I'm watching American Horror Story right now, and it's terrifying.
I was talking to some... there's different seasons.
Yeah. There's so many, yeah.
But is there a new season? Are you, like,
there's a
back?
New season unfolding right now.
Interesting.
And Kimmy K, isn't it?
Kim really?
Kardashian, yeah.
Is it worth... Maybe I'll spook myself.
It's spooky.
Is it?
Yeah. I mean, it's wrong. It's, like, it's wrong.
It's wrong the how spooky it is, or like
the things really that you'll see on camera, like, shouldn't be in your brain.
Oh shit.
Maybe. That's all I'm gonna say. I don't want to explain it because
that's all you had to say. Yeah, maybe yeah. I shouldn't watch.
No, don't watch it. Don't watch it. But do you have any scary stories from your own life?
Oh man. The only scary stories I can think about are related to, like, hotels, like spooky hotels. I remember in high school, I traveled down the coast. I sound so privileged right now. Anyways, I traveled down the coast of France, and we stopped in, like, this small town, and we...
What were you doing there?
It was for French class. So
sick.
Learning awesome. French in France. Yeah. So we were traveling down the coast and we stop in this like small town.
Okay.
Small town for just a night. And one, the hotel that we got was across the street from a cemetery.
Okay. Love that.
Already. I was like, what the hell? Where are we? And it was, when I say this town was so small, like I don't even remember where we were, but it was like, it's just so little.
Yep.
And so then we got to the hotel. The hotel was like this beautiful, like the architecture is
right.
Gorgeous there already.
Yeah.
So we got there and like, you already know once you get a skeleton key for your room.
Oh, so that is like a thing there.
I don't know. It was just an old hotel, just everything. There's no elevator, anything. And like, I just remember us kids, like we were like walking around the hotel and there was just super like spooky vibes.
Okay.
So then at night, shit was going down.
No.
Like, doors were closing unwantedly. Like, just, there was really no light in our room because it was just old-fashioned.
What do you mean, like candles?
Yeah, I just remember.
Lanterns?
Like, not lanterns, but, like, the lights weren't, like, bright and, like, okay. Modern. Nothing was modern in this hotel.
Okay.
So, it was just, like, I think that's my spookiest story because, like, I don't think we slept that night.
Yeah.
Like, literally, everyone was coming to each other's rooms. We were just like, what the... Where are we and what the fuck? Because doors were closing. Just things were happening, like, flickerings of lights. It was just not it. Like, and we were staying there that whole night, and it was just not
spooky,
okay.
Spooky.
It was just so spooky. And I... Yeah, every time, and I think another time, I just feel like... My spooky stories are just like being in weird, spooky hotels. And like, even if you stay in a hotel downtown Los Angeles,
mm-hmm. Oh,
there's some
yeah.
terrifying yeah, hotels yeah. and that have a lot of like
there's legends.
Stories.
Yeah, yeah.
I know someone was telling me there's a hotel we were shooting across the street from it in American Horror.
Yeah, Hotel Cecil.
Yes. Yes. I heard that there's like a whole documentary of that.
There is. The very short version of the story. Well, I guess I won't ruin it because there is a documentary. You should check it out.
Well, tell it. I kind of want to know.
Okay. So here's the Hotel Cecil story is that there's this historic hotel downtown.
Okay.
That back in the day, a lot of celebrities would stay at.
Okay.
But then it sort of turned into a place where people would come to do criminal activity. I mean, a lot of drugs were dealt there.
Yeah.
Also, a lot of prostitution. And people actually started getting murdered there.
That's crazy.
Right?
Because of like the drug deals and problems?
Yeah, just illegal okay. activity. At some point, it's bound to happen, right?
Yeah.
So there are murders in this hotel. Famous serial killers actually stayed in Hotel Cecil for
That's
extended
crazy.
Periods. So what it became was not like...
An extended
stay. Yeah, extended stay. So people would rent rooms for a few months.
That's crazy.
But the big event that makes Hotel Cecil legendary is that... There was a foreign exchange student who came to America to study English.
Okay.
And she went missing. And she was staying at Hotel Cecil. So they started investigating. They watch footage and they see footage of her getting in the elevator.
Okay.
Once she's in the elevator, she's acting very weird, like going in the corner.
Why am I getting chills? I'm like, what the hell?
And then you see her pushing all the buttons on the
And there's no one with her in this elevator?
There's no one with her. Okay.
And she's tripping out.
Tripping out, yeah. So footage shows her getting off the elevator on, say, floor 5. I don't know which floor it was.
Okay.
But then you see the footage from floor 5.
I'm in shock right now.
And she doesn't – the door opens, but she doesn't get off. But, okay. Like, from the elevator, she gets off. Like, that footage, she leaves the elevator. But no footage sees her actually, like, after that at all. Okay?
There's no footage of her
after getting off that elevator. It's not over. A few weeks later, guests at the hotel start to complain. This is wild. Guests at the hotel start to complain that their water is murky black.
Stop it.
And tastes funny.
And tastes funny? Oh, because they're washing their mouth with it.
They're drinking it, or showering. It's like they're showering and they see black water running down. Okay.
No, thanks.
So there's an old water tower on top.
Okay.
So the custodian goes up there, and of course it's locked, like deadbolted, basically.
Yeah.
He gets his tools, unlocks it, pulls it open. Her body floating in the water tank.
I'm dead. So, wait, is she murdered?
It's a mystery.
Why is the water black?
Her body
her
was
blood?
Decomposing.
So they were drinking her murky,
yes.
Decomposed body.
Yes. Wild.
That's crazy. Now, that's a spooky story.
That's a spooky story.
So, there's a documentary about it, and then American Horror.
American Horror Story, they had a season that was inspired by that
inspired.
Hotel.
Oh, okay. That's what they were saying. Okay.
Obviously, it was all fictional in that, but it was inspired by that. And there's actually a separate hotel downtown with a restaurant called Cicada, and it's all Art Deco, and they replicated that hotel to show on American Horror Story.
That's crazy. And like now, okay, if you see this hotel now downtown, like I've
Hotel Cecil.
Hotel Cecil.
They've rebranded it.
But it still looks, it does not look like a hotel.
Oh, really?
Like it doesn't look like somewhere I would want to stay.
Okay, yeah. Well.
It looks pretty run down, I don't know.
Yeah. I'm not trying to stay downtown.
I'm not trying to stay downtown anyways either.
No. No.
Angie has made it easier than ever to connect with skilled professionals to get all your jobs projects done well.
I absolutely love this because, you know, if you own a home, it can be really hard to maintain. It's hard to find people that can help you for a big project or a small. Well, whether it's in everyday maintenance and repairs or making dream projects a reality, it can be hard just to know where to start. But now all you need to do is Angie that. And find a skilled local pro who will deliver the quality and expertise you need. Angie has over 20 years of home service experience, and they've combined it with new tools to simplify the whole process. Bring them your project online or with the Angie app, answer a few questions, and Angie can handle the rest from start to finish. Or help you compare quotes from multiple pros and connect instantly, which means you can take care of just about any home project in just a few taps, because when it comes to getting the most out of your home, you can do this when you Angie that. Download the free Angie mobile app today or visit Angie.com. That's ANGI.com.
Angie's List is now Angie, and we've heard a lot of theories about why.
I thought it was an eco move. Fewer words, less paper.
No, it was so you could say it faster.
No, it's to be more iconic.
Must be a tech thing.
But those aren't quite right. It's because now you can compare upfront prices, book a service instantly, and even get your project handled from start to finish.
Sounds easy.
It is, and it makes us so much more than just a list. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I. Or download the app today.
As many of you may know, I have been on a slow boat moving into my house, and I've been so stressed out about how I'm going to decorate and what is going on in my hallways.
Thankfully, Framebridge has come into my life. I can easily order online at framebridge.com or visit a Framebridge retail store and print whatever kind of images I want for my home. Whether it's a travel souvenir, my favorite photos from my travels, or just pictures of my kids, I know it's going to get done and it's going to look good. All you have to do is upload a digital photo for them to print and mail your item using their free, secure, prepaid packaging, or visit one of their 20-plus retail stores. Framebridge custom frames your piece in their studio using the highest quality materials and ships it to your door in days for free. I can't wait to visit one of their locations. I'm going to take in some of my old concert stubs so I can hang it in my office. I love to see things that I've done and experienced in life, and they motivate me to work even harder. When you think of Framebridge, just remember it's easy and affordable to custom frame just about anything. It's fair and transparent upfront pricing based simply on the size of your item. There's a curated selection of frame styles with design experts on hand who make it fun to choose the perfect frame. There's fast service, free shipping, and it's great for gifts. Order online or get expert help at a retail location near you. And don't forget, happiness is guaranteed. If you're not 100% happy with your piece, they'll make it right. See why Framebridge has been trusted to frame over 2 million pieces. Visit framebridge.com or a local Framebridge store to get started and custom frame just about anything. That's framebridge.com.
I have a question for you. What are your thoughts on ghosts? Do you believe in them? I know you're a spiritual person.
Yes.
Does this translate into how you feel about ghosts?
I feel like there are spirits, and I feel like, yeah, I feel like there's angels and all those things, but I do feel like there's spirits lingering around sometimes that are, because I feel like I feel
ghosts?
I guess I feel ghosts sometimes.
Oh, no.
I don't know. I don't feel like there's like, you can see. I don't know. I feel like there's something.
Okay.
Because I do feel like, I guess I do believe in ghosts in a sense. Like, I feel like there's lingering spirits or like mm-hmm. our angels watching us or like people that have not left a place. So, mm-hmm. yeah. Because I feel like there's so many, I feel like hotels are always like, they have these ghosts or like spirits that haven't left. If like something bad has happened.
There are a lot of ghosts.
Do you believe in ghosts?
I don't know. I don't have a position on it. I'm ghost agnostic.
Do you feel like there's like spirits that linger around? Have you ever felt like a spirit that was like heavy or like felt like something was like watching you?
No.
Interesting. Because I for sure have felt like an energy around me. But I don't feel like I invite anything like negative.
I will say this.
I feel like there's like there's like a fine line of that, because I feel like you can invite like different things into your life. I don't want to invite that.
As much as I enjoy spooky things, I steer completely clear of anything spiritual spooky.
Yeah, no. Because
I don't know what I think about it all, but on the side of me that entertains the belief of it,
yeah,
has no interest
of
in
like
something,
tapping in.
Yes.
No, yeah, I don't want to tap into any of. I was actually talking to a girlfriend about that. Like, I don't want to invite or like have a medium come in and like tell me this person is speaking. I'm good.
I'm fine without that.
I don't want to tap into nothing because I don't want nobody popping up on me.
Nobody's popping up.
Yeah, there is a fine line between that. But like, I do believe like there's our angels watching over us and like that kind of stuff.
Okay. Here's my scariest story.
Yes.
Ready? Okay.
I feel like this is going to spook me out. Okay.
It might. I'll set the scene. I'm in college.
Okay.
In Oklahoma, Oklahoma State University. Go Pokes. And do you remember the movie The Exorcism of Emily Rose?
Yeah, but I'd never watched it.
Scary movie. Again, this is what we're talking about.
Don't want to invite that shit in my...
No.
No, thanks.
No. Okay. So I watch in theaters. I go and watch The Exorcism of Emily Rose.
Okay.
Scary. I come back to my apartment and my roommate is out of town. Okay. So it's just me and my apartment. And the way it is, like, you open the front door and there's a staircase pretty much immediately that goes up to the bedrooms.
Yeah.
So I'm in bed after watching this scary movie, and outside my window, I hear Phoebe, Phoebe. Like, it's like a scream.
Okay.
Phoebe. And that's all they say over and over. And it sounds like it's right outside my window, but I'm also on the second floor. I look out, but I couldn't see anything.
Okay.
So eventually.
Who the hell is Phoebe?
Who the hell is Phoebe?
Okay. Okay. You don't know Phoebe either.
So I go to sleep eventually and don't think much of it. A few nights later, my roommate is back and we're sitting in the living room and we both hear, Phoebe, Phoebe.
No.
And we.
So he hears it too.
Oh, yeah. We both look at each other and we're like, what is that? We go look outside, nothing. Okay.
Okay.
The next night, we hear it again and we kind of ignore it because, you know, by now.
I'm leaving my fucking apartment.
By now, we're done. Like, something's going on out there. We don't know what it is. All of a sudden, no knock on the door, no doorbell ring. We hear downstairs somebody go, trying to get in our house.
Wait, somebody trying to get into your house?
Yeah.
At your door.
At the door. This is like probably.
After you hear Phoebe.
This is likely post midnight.
Okay.
This is like probably in the middle of the night, actually. Trying to get in the door. So I'm freaked out, but I'm like, I've got to see what this is.
No, the hell.
Yeah.
No.
What else? What else am I gonna do?
But this is after you heard you and your roommate hearing Phoebe, and then you hear the door.
The door, like
that same
somebody
night.
Aggressively trying to get in.
That same
like
night.
They're being chased. Okay.
Hell no.
So I open the door, and my neighbor. This is actually really sad. Okay. My neighbor from two doors down in this apartment complex,
yeah,
a girl my age, is standing there. Again, trigger warning. This is actually really sad.
Trigger warning, you guys.
She has fresh cuts on her wrist, and she's bawling. She's hysterical. Yeah. And she's trying to get in to my apartment like she's running from something. And I kind of hold her outside the door. I'm like, here, let's go out here and just like sit down.
Yeah, are you okay?
Yeah, are you okay? Like, tell me what's going on. Because I don't want her in my house.
Yeah, you don't know what's going on.
Especially if somebody's after her. Like, I don't want them coming in my house.
You're like, like, I will hold you.
So we sit out there and she starts to calm down. She was on drugs, but in the back of the apartment, there was a glass door. She ran through the glass door. She was just freaking out, hysterical. She ran through that glass door. It was all busted.
Oh, and that's why she had cuts.
No, I think she was cutting herself. But she was just in a bad space.
Bad space, yeah.
And I, you know, asked her who she could call to come pick her up. Yeah. She ended up calling somebody. They came and picked her up. Never saw her again. Never saw her again. She lived two doors down. I think
What's
she just
name,
moved
Phoebe?
Out. Oh, we found out. Because I asked her. Her cat, who has been missing for 3 or 4 days, was named Phoebe.
That's trippy.
It was scary. I mean,
The jarring door. So was that her screaming Phoebe?
Yeah. Yeah. I asked her. I was like, who's Phoebe? And she's like, my cat, she's been missing.
That's trippy as hell.
It's sad too, right?
It's a sad.
I sometimes
trigger
wonder what happened to her. Yeah.
And she was like down. So she was just calling this cat that was missing.
Yeah. And her boyfriend didn't seem like a good guy.
But her boyfriend picked her up?
No.
Oh, who picked her up? Now I'm like I invested.
Know. I don't know. It was one of her girlfriends. I don't know who it was. But
oh my goodness.
That's my spooky story.
I read one on, I was asking like the crew of like spooky stories.
Yeah, let's see what they had to say.
I sent one to you, but I feel like they were saying that it says the spookiest thing was when I was a teenager, I had a wall of mirrors that's already spooky enough in my tiny room, and I was curling my hair. When I looked in the mirror, there was a little file about 7-8 standing behind me.
What does that mean?
I don't know. What is a file?
I don't know.
All dressed in a communion dress veil, long brown hair, just peacefully looking at me with a smile. That would freak the hell out. Like, especially in your room of mirrors. I feel like mirrors are already like a trippy thing because you can see yourself for miles.
Oh, yeah. When they're reflecting off each other.
Yeah. So if like I see a random.
That's true. You're like, how did you get
how
there?
How did you.
In like this one mirror spot.
I don't know. I feel like. You guys. Spooky. I think that's probably why I don't like spooky things, because I feel like it's like inviting like a weird.
Here's the weird one I thought from the responses. A night terror happened every night for 3 years in a row.
See, no.
That's so sad.
That is sad.
I'm sorry to that person.
Because I feel like, is that like a real, I don't know. I feel like night terrors are horrifying.
Yeah, it's not good to feel that. Plus, like, think of all the sleep you lost.
Yes, because you keep waking. No, I hate is sleep paralysis.
The worst.
You've
had that?
Yes.
Yes.
I had that happen to me in college, and it was repeatedly every time I slept in my boyfriend at the time, slept at his place on campus, I would always have sleep paralysis in his dorm room.
Okay, so in case some people don't know what that is or haven't experienced it, explain the experience.
So sleep paralysis is when you are asleep and then you wake. I feel like you wake up in your sleep, but you're in the setting that you're in, but you cannot wake up, or you can't speak and no one can hear you.
Like, do your eyes open?
Yes, your eyes are open. I feel like you are present there, but you're not fully awake.
Yeah.
So no one can hear you. But like, I feel like things are happening around you, whether it's real or not. Mm-hmm. You cannot wake up.
Yeah.
But when you finally wake up, you're like, you're like, you're gasping.
And the feeling of something closing down on you and then lifting off. So I've experienced it before. You know, sleep paralysis.
What is that?
Well, so what it is your body actually paralyzes itself at night.
Yeah.
Or when you're sleeping.
Yeah.
Basically, so you won't act out your dreams. Because if we acted out our dreams, we'd probably be dead, right?
That's crazy, yeah.
So our bodies know, like, it paralyzes us when we go into REM. And
is that what, when you're asleep, are you in, like, REM sleep? Is that, like, you're in a full sleep?
You're asleep. So in sleep paralysis, you basically, your mind wakes up before your body.
Mm-hmm.
You wake up really quickly. So your body hasn't gotten the signal that you're awake and it doesn't need to be paralyzed. But you can't do anything about that. Like, you can't, tell your body to stop. It has to, like, get the signal. So you feel I've had this before too.
Yeah.
And it's like my eyes opened, actually. But I couldn't speak, and I couldn't move, and I felt like a heavy blanket on me. And then it just sort of slowly lifted, and I
feel like that's another spooky thing, because it's like you want to wake up. But sometimes I feel like when I was still in the dream, but my eyes were open. Yeah? Or no?
I don't know.
Because, I don't know. Dreams are weird.
Dreams are weird. Another... I dream every night.
You have dreams every night?
Every night. But let me tell you what happened last night. Maybe this can be my WTF.
Okay.
My WTF is insomnia.
Okay, so you don't sleep.
I don't sleep. I don't sleep well often.
Okay.
I've sort of had this as long as I can remember, and I'll go sort of in phases. But let me ask you, from the time that you close your eyes with the intention to fall asleep and the time that you drift off out of consciousness, how long do you predict that is?
Some nights faster than others, and I just don't remember. But it takes me a while to drift, maybe like a good 15, 20.
That's not a while.
I know. Maybe.
I'm jealous.
Does it take you hours?
Hours.
So to sleep?
Hours every night.
Like, but other nights, like, I'm preoccupied. Like, I can't calm my body.
That's the worst. So last night.
You said that's not a while.
Last night, I think I finally got to sleep around 7 a.m.
Stop.
So, yeah.
Oh, it's bad for
you.
And
I have to, like, get up and start doing stuff by 8 a.m.
Shit.
So I got an hour of sleep. But then I was like, you know what? I've got to get some sleep.
Yeah.
So then I tried to go back to sleep at 8:45.
Okay.
And I set alarm for 10.
And so then, you get back up.
Then I got back up. So I got, you know.
And you have dreams within that short period of time of sleeping? You always have dreams?
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Typically. I mean,
so you
fall asleep. Yeah. Oh, yeah. I mean, okay. Yeah.
You knock out.
Sure. Yeah. But. So, yeah, last night, I couldn't sleep.
Okay.
Which is the worst. And, you know, what do you do when you're just laying there? Like, so I listened to multiple podcast episodes, and I watched my guilty trash TV.
What is your guilty pleasure. Trash TV? What is it?
Bachelor in Paradise.
I love it. I love that you're guilty.
I love it.
I haven't watched a Bachelor show.
You should try Bachelor in Paradise.
Okay.
I
will do that.
Do you like reality TV?
Yeah. But I guess my guilty pleasure is like blind. What is it called?
Love is Blind.
Love is Blind and all those shows. Yeah.
Yeah. Bachelor in Paradise.
You're like, that's my shit.
That's my shit. And it's long. So it's kind of nice on a night that I can't sleep.
So you watch.
Yeah.
You watch that.
Yeah, I watch that.
That's your WTF. You did not sleep last night.
No.
Not even.
No, I did. I slept from like.
For an hour.
Yeah, probably 6:30 to 7 is when I fell asleep and woke up at 8.
Damn, Travis.
I know. I'll probably take a nap later today. I don't know.
Do you normally take naps or no?
I take naps when I can.
You look well rested.
I do?
Yeah.
Oh, good.
I would never know.
I think I'm used to it because it happens often enough where I'm like, I can't let this phase my day. Like I still, you know, I still work out and like do, you know, function. I do typically have to fit in like even like a 20-minute nap is helpful.
Yeah. But, that's crazy. I would probably be the meanest person on earth.
I don't see that. Okay, give me a WTF or advice.
My WTF of this week. So you guys, we found a hummingbird. My mom found a hummingbird, and so we've been trying to nurse it back to health. Oh, and wow. Parker has became best friends with this little hummingbird, like feeding it through a little dripper. What is it called? Tincture? Whatever it's called. Feeding it, whatever. Yesterday, luckily, I was the first one home and Parker was with his dad, but I came home and the poor bird was dead. And so, like, I was trying to think of all the things I could tell Parker, like, to give him a white lie to not make him sad. Like, oh, he flew away. you nursed him back to health. Yay, you. And all these things. So then I told my parents, like, you have to tell him the truth. Mm-hmm. You guys, I did the biggest mom no-no. I threw the bird away.
Oh, no, I see where this is going.
I threw the poor bird away. And then when Parker got home.
In like, what trash can?
In the big dump, like big.
Outside.
Outside.
Of course.
So, because I'm like, get rid of this bird, like pretend that he flew away. In my head, I had this perfect story. And then my parents made me feel bad, like you have to tell him about live, like
yeah.
keep it real with him. He has to learn. Mm-hmm. So I'm like, okay. And then like I was prepping his dad too. I was like, hey, the bird died. Like, what should we do? He was like, just tell him that it flew away. So he was down, but then we both knew like my parents are going to tell him. So when he got home, he looked down because we had the bird outside in a box. And he's like, where's Buddy, Mom? And so I told him, I'm like, he passed away. So he got really sad. And then I was like, oh, it got thrown away. And he threw a fit. But anyways, I feel like it's a story, not a WTF. But anyways.
No, that's a WTF.
Anyways. I fished the bird out of the trash can at night with the light.
Had a proper funeral.
Had a proper funeral at like 8:30 at night. My poor child is still devastated. Aww. He told his teacher because I went to go give him money this morning. Poor thing is devastated. So yeah, that's my WTF. His little best friend passed away this week.
Poor Parker.
Poor Parker. And my WTF is I threw the bird away. I learned my lesson. Do not throw things away.
Okay.
Before your kid.
Okay.
Gets to it.
That's a good way to wrap this up.
Spooky season.
Spooky season. Happy Halloween, everybody.
Thank you, guys. Make sure to like, comment, and subscribe to Think Loud Crew. We are on all your favorite podcast platforms. And thank you, Travis, for being my guest today.
Yeah.
I had fun.
That was fun.
Thank you.
All right. Bye.
Bye.
The Angie's List you know and trust is now Angie, and we're so much more than just a list. We still connect you with top local pros and show you ratings and reviews, but now we also let you compare upfront prices on hundreds of projects and book a service instantly. We can even handle the rest of your project from start to finish. So remember, Angie's List is now Angie, and we're here to get your job done right. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I, or download the app today.
Angie has made it easier than ever to connect with skilled professionals to get all your jobs projects done well.
I absolutely love this because, you know, if you own a home, it can be really hard to maintain. It's hard to find people that can help you for a big project or a small. Well, whether it's in everyday maintenance and repairs or making dream projects a reality, it can be hard just to know where to start. But now all you need to do is Angie that. And find a skilled local pro who will deliver the quality and expertise you need. Angie has over 20 years of home service experience, and they've combined it with new tools to simplify the whole process. Bring them your project online or with the Angie app, answer a few questions, and Angie can handle the rest from start to finish. Or help you compare quotes from multiple pros and connect instantly, which means you can take care of just about any home project in just a few taps, because when it comes to getting the most out of your home, you can do this when you Angie that. Download the free Angie mobile app today or visit Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I.com.